I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parc.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Audrey Taylor. I'm 42. And my relationship to my partner, she's my colleague and my friend.
My name is Shannon Donovan. My age is 43. And the relationship to my partner is colleague and friend.
I am a untenured assistant professor of environmental studies at the University of Alaska Anchorage in the Department of Geography and Environmental Studies. I teach environmental science and conservation biology.
I am an associate professor of environmental studies at University of Alaska. I'm a conservation social scientist. I am also the chair of the department. I am tenured in 2015. And a typical day generally involves one of us running into work late.
Having dropped the kids off.
With lots of bags. We always have lots of bags.
Right.
Bags of lunch.
Bags of workout gear.
Bags of books.
Children's bags that you forgot to drop off with the children.
A bag of computers.
And then we get to work.
And then we realize we forgot one of those bags at home.
Right, the critical bag.
Hopefully not the lunch bag.
And then so we chat, then we get down to work. And we get interrupted inevitably about 10 minutes later by something critical that has to be done right then, right that moment.
And then we teach. And then we see students.
And then we try to do research.
And then we do a lot of admin and paperwork. Meetings, lots of meetings.
There's lots of meetings. There's a fallacy, I think, that academics have their summer off and we all sit by the pool and we drink frosty drinks and we paint our toenails and generally do nothing for 3 months.
You don't sit by your Alaskan pool?
I don't sit by my wetland in the back of my yard that has 4 billion mosquitoes per square inch.
So you say you're going to do something at the beginning of the year, actually, spring before the year starts. And then at the end, you're supposed to say whether or not you did these things. And then this activity report at the end also lists the 5,000 other things that you had no idea were going to come up between when you had to decide what you were going to do and then when you had to report what you were going
to
do.
The summer is the time where you're trying to get all those things that you promised to do during the year that you didn't get done. And so it ends up being pretty busy usually too. And then taking care of the kids, which are also not in school during that time.
That's right.
One of the reasons I went into academia is because I thought it would be a good balance between having a fairly intense career and having children, and that you have a lot of this flexibility and you have a lot of independence to schedule your own time and so on. But yes, it can be misleading in terms of being able to actually accomplish all the things you need to accomplish because you have your own internal deadlines, you have your own set of things you want to accomplish, and many of those are easy to push aside in favor of other things that get put on your plate. And it's hard to say no because you don't have specific deadlines for things that you absolutely have to get done.
On any given week, I might do a really good job balancing work and family, but not as good of a job on getting exercise and taking care of whatever personal things that I need to do. And so I guess if you can make sure to have a balance there so that it's not always like just family and like just work, then over time, right, there can be more of a balance.
You actually told me that once. You said something to the effect of, you know, there's always one ball on the floor at a time.
At best.
On your best day, maybe two or three balls. You just have to make sure those are not always the same balls that are on the ground at the same time. At some point, some of the balls should be in the air. I think the other thing kids do too is make you really think about where you can double up efforts. You start exercising with your friends, so you pick friends that do exercise.
Definitely.
So you can
yes.
do that together, and you pick research projects that you can work on with people you know and like so that you get some social time while you're doing that. You teach classes where you can engage your undergraduate researchers in the class so that there's some crossover there, and that becomes sort of a way of both enjoying your time more and making things more meaningful and also just taking care of some of those times when you feel like there's just not enough time for everything, which is pretty much how I feel all the time.
Well, it can be difficult to prioritize.
For sure. Yeah, there's always a good idea in everything, right? Somebody comes to you with a proposal idea or a potential paper or a book or a class you could teach. It sounds great. It's so exciting. Somebody wants me to do something. This is fantastic. But then you have to figure out where in the priority landscape it fits without losing sight of all of the other things that are currently on your plate and things you might want to do in the future.
There's a culture here, too, of women working moms who are wanting to outdoing each other of like, well, I put the baby down at 8, but I still had to stay up until 2 in the morning to finish this grant. And so that is maybe just the nature of the overachieving beast, you know? And that's what draws a lot of people to academia, right? It's like really a bunch of like overachievers.
Or pushes people away, the idea that right. You have to do that.
I mean, we all have to do it sometimes. You know, it's just the way it goes. You just have sometimes those deadlines creep up and too many balls have dropped and you find yourself pulling a all-nighter, near all-nighter. And luckily, you know, I don't have nearly as many of those as I used to. But I think there's quite a lot of people who are doing them either because they don't recognize that they have that opportunity for flexibility or the support to create their flexible schedule, or it's just innate in them to want to work the hardest, do the most.
That's be the best.
Be the best. That's just part of the academic culture. Audrey, you're going to be finding out about tenure soon, and I think it's important to note that, you know, I'm obviously super confident that you are going to be granted tenure because, you know, you embody everything that a tenured professor should have in terms of community engagement, professional engagement, and high-quality teaching practices.
Well, and I had a good model to learn from when I came here, thanks to my excellent colleague, Shannon, who taught me everything I need to know about work-life balance.
That's right. And, you know, the good news about having a working mom around is if you get hungry, you can always find snacks in her purse.
There's always going to be a fruit bar somewhere. Well, thank you very much. I learned a lot today.
Yeah, it was fun thank talking you. With you. I know, super fun.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.